That was my grandson. Want to spend some time with Pa. So over the last, Paul had phoned me, I don't know, a long time ago now, probably 2 months ago, and wondered if I would have anything to share today. And I said okay, I would. And then at the start of the week, he texted me and said, are you still okay to say something on Sunday? And I said, yes. So Dawn and I have been talking and sharing together, and sort of the theme of what we've been talking about over the past few weeks, maybe longer, is forgiveness and judging. And we've thought about, sort of talked back and forth through both things, forgiveness and judging, and just how really everything that we do here on this earth just seems to all tie together. I mean, I know that's sort of an obvious statement, but you know, when you start thinking about just living life and just sitting down for coffee with somebody, the conversation usually ends up on someone else. And that's just sort of the way it goes. And to switch that, how you'd go about switching that up, and how we've known of different people that used to have a strategy if that sort of thing happened, but how really we're all just trying to do our best, just trying to live one day at a time, get to the next day and the next day, and raise our families, be the best person we can be. And I just remember my mother-in-law saying one time, well, she said, you know, I don't think any mother or father in the world sets out to think, I'm going to see how bad I can screw this kid of mine up. You know, I mean, we love our children. And I know there may be rare exceptions in that, but we do love our children and our grandchildren. And I think our grandchildren are better than our children were, but some of you will find that out later on. But anyways, so the text I'm going to be using for the most part is the New King James Version. It's Matthew 18, 22 to 35. Oh, 23. Anyways, that'll work too. So therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts. Oh, there's 22. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Now, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like. So this isn't just a story about a certain king. This is a warning to all of us. This is a warning. This warning shows each one of us how petty, how ridiculous our unforgiveness can actually be, how ridiculous it actually is. The kingdom of heaven is like. It is like a certain king. This likeness is obviously like Jesus, through whom we get to heaven. Jesus died on the cross so we could be forgiven. The fact that in our day-to-day lives, things happen, things are said, things are done, and we decide that that thing is unforgivable can at times, I think, even be laughable. Now, don't get me wrong, there are things going on in the world daily that are terrible, horrific, and some even unfathomable. But the only answer to any of it is forgiveness. Because without it, you and I can't be forgiven either. I've heard many testimonies in my life from people that I felt had the right to not forgive. We all have. But the fact remains, if we don't forgive, we can't or won't be forgiven ourselves. So let's go back to that word that said, the servant owed 10,000 talents. I never really thought too much of that number before. I just thought, well, it's 10,000 something. I mean, that's a lot. But 10,000 talents in this case, if you study it out, actually, and this may become, some of you may know this, but that's $14 billion. $14 billion. Unreconcilable, really. Impossible to pay back. Impossible. And 100 denarii? I thought, wow, well, that's not very much. I mean, 100 of something, how much can that be? Well, again, 100 denarii, in this case, is the equivalent, actually, of $20. When we come back to like the kingdom of heaven, this becomes a real brain twister, doesn't it? Now, one person was forgiven $14 billion and immediately went out and could not forgive $20. And for that, he was delivered to the torturers until that debt could be paid. Now again, the average salary for a soldier or a laborer of that day was 1 denarii a day. And the equivalent of that is 20 cents. You figure out how long the torturers had to work to pay back $14 billion. Actually, I did figure it out. Why don't I share it with you? So that would take 70 billion days, 191,780,821.91 years. Eternity, I guess. In the same way, or like, Jesus, the Son of God, who knew no sin, went to the cross without so much as hardly a word and died for our sins, all our sins, past, present, and future. A terrible death, nailed to a cross, for you and I. All the while knowing what it was that he was dying for. Who it was that he was dying for. Me and you. We literally are the reason he was sent into this world. To save us and so that we could spend eternity with him. There's that word again. Eternity. Eternity or eternity. We make the choice. Verse 35 says, at the end, so my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Now, I just sort of used to skip over that part, I guess. How do we forgive from the heart? Or how do we know if we've forgiven from the heart? What's the evidence of forgiving from the heart? And I know we've all had our situations. You can say, you don't know what's happened to me. Or you don't know the things I know or the things I've seen. I don't. Nor do you know the things that have happened to me. Or the things that I've seen or done. But that's not the point. The point is, we have to forgive from the heart. Well, I feel like, and I've prayed about it, and I think the only way you can know for sure if you've forgiven from the heart is if you can look that person or those people or those peoples in the eye like nothing ever happened. And they can do the same. When we can pray for them as earnestly as we would our own children or parents, you know what that means? That you would hope, that you would pray for that person the way you would for your own children. You want the best for them. Yes, but I'm hurt. I got hurt. I know. We all have. But we all have to forgive. It's not optional. Without forgiveness, without our forgiveness, we can't be forgiven. Unforgiveness is not acceptable under any circumstance. Romans 2, 1 and 2 says, in part of it, in the middle, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. Again, there's literally no way around it. That's what the kingdom of heaven is like. That's how the kingdom of heaven operates. It operates through forgiveness. It operates through acceptance. It operates through love. Therefore, you're inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge, practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. So I thought that was interesting, that the judgment of God is according to truth. It's not according to what you get your friends together and tell them happened. It's not according to the truth that you're told when your friends get you together. It's actually according to God's truth, what actually happened. And it still has to be forgiven. Matthew 6 and 12 says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Matthew 6, 14 and 15, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It really doesn't end there, though, does it? We don't forgive just to be forgiven. The warning, the more I looked into it, the more I thought about it, the warning is really for our well-being. When we allow unforgiveness into our hearts, it'll eat us up. It can become all we think about. it can take our health, and I'm convinced is a major contributor to some deaths. Unforgiveness is deadly, and I believe that's why it's talked about so often. These are only four different scriptures that I used. It's all over the Word of God, and we forget it. Forgiveness isn't just, how do I say, it's not just an action. Forgiveness is from the heart. And it's absolutely essential for us to live healthy, vibrant lives from minute to minute, from day to day. We all know someone who lives with unforgiveness about this or that. It's not healthy. It's not good. And Jesus died for it. So let's compare that $14 billion debt to the $20 debt. Jesus obviously paid the $14 billion debt, and I paid the $20 debt. Or am refusing to forgive for the $20. We are that person. Jesus died for us. The only person that's ever been that could die and it mean anything to anyone other than family deaths and stuff. His death saved every person in this world. $14 billion. And we're offended and can't forgive for the way we're treated. And like I said, some people have been treated horribly. Horribly. But we have to forgive. We must forgive. It's the only way we can live the way God wanted us to live. Above this world. Above the circumstances. Above the pain. And live victorious lives. I think when we think about it, and we forget about ourselves and think about Him, there's only one thing we would all do. Hit our knees, ask for forgiveness, and forgive anyone who's ever wronged us so that we can start fresh and be that woman or that man of God that each one of us has been called to be. And we've all been called to be that. From little Jack. Yeah, you're Jack. You're Jack, yeah. To Pastor Hans. To Pat. The man or the woman of God that you've been called to be, that we've all been called to be. To look to the cross, not to the pain and the hurting. So if you would, let's bow in a word of prayer. And get right with Him. So Heavenly Father, I thank You for this day. I thank You for this opportunity to share Your word. And Lord, I thank You that You died on the cross for our sin. And Lord, I ask you for forgiveness for the things in my life that don't glorify and magnify you. And Lord, I forgive every person that has wronged me in my life. Help me to move forward from here and to be the mighty man or woman of God that you've called us to be. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.